Four Amish families are in Eau Claire County Circuit Court for failing to obtain building permits, which are required under the state's Uniform Dwelling Code. The families object because they'd also be required to install smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. Bishop Felty Borntrager, who refused to be recorded, says it's about religious freedom. He says trusting modern devices rather than God to protect them is wrong. Trempealeau County Building Inspector Rod Stenelson says this kind of case is nothing new for a state with a significant Amish population.
It's not a rare case. It's happened many, many times over the years in neighboring counties.
Stenelson says the disputes involve much more than smoke detectors, and local governments have changed how they respond. He says the biggest thing is getting easy-to-understand information to Amish communities.
We try to find a way to work with them where it's safe, and yet, you know, they can still feel relatively comfortable with their beliefs.
Clark County Zoning Administrator Steve Kunze says they've had issues with Amish families not getting sanitary permits for septic systems. So he says they now make things like fire numbers and other important permits secondary.
We kind of all got on the same page, and the leaders in the Amish community understood that, you know, without the sanitary, we're not going to get local permits or the state building permit.
The state legislature may also change how the Uniform Dwelling Code is enforced. A new bill would not require buildings without plumbing or electricity to have smoke detectors. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.